This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever you want here, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Your comments on the so-called reopening. Where is it? You know, what's it like where you are? How bad did it get? Has it gotten a little bit better? Has it gotten a lot better? Give us a clue, because I
don't, call in.
Yeah, I only
give us
know
the report.
Right, I only know what's going on around me, and I know that the local movie theater here is expected to reopen on July 1st. And I don't think there are any actual movies that are coming out because, well, Hollywood isn't coming out with movies yet.
Right.
And so what they're doing, and I think this is interesting, and it's going to be interesting to see how it works out for them. It may be the last gasp. It may be what keeps them alive. But they're actually going to be showing some classics. They got, like, Jurassic Park, Back to the Future, the original Batman, and yes, like some of the Harry, they're bringing in Harry Potters because people love Harry Potter, but they're bringing in some older films, and they're going to show those, and I don't know how many screenings they're going to have. I don't know if you just get to go see it one time, or if it's going to run Back to the Future, you know, for a whole week. I don't know, but it's an interesting
approach. I hear prices at the theaters are going to go up because everybody has to be in their own bubble. Right.
Oh yeah, I've heard that that's one of the restrictions. I don't know if that's going to apply after July 1st. Maybe that's why they're waiting till July 1st. I don't know. But yeah, in some places you won't be allowed to sit near people if you're in the movie theater, which means a 250 seat movie theater might only be able to seat 50 people. So are they going to be able to stay in business with that? Because what they need to do is lower the prices. Wow. If you're going to show classic movies, you can't get away with charging $15 a head for that, can you?
I wonder how some movie theaters are still staying in business when I've gone to them.
Because they're so empty when you go?
Yeah, they're so empty when I go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to... This may be, like I said, this may be the last time you get to go see a movie. You know, if the business continues to go under. I mean, some people are saying AMC Theaters is going to go under, because they have had absolutely no revenue whatsoever for the last 2 or 3 months as a massive theater chain. So can they come back from this? And will we see a lot of theaters doing this where they're showing something, just putting something on a screen, throwing some classic movies up there, or oldies, whatever you want to call them, right? 1980s, that's oldies, and as far as songs are going, so it must be oldies for movies. But, like, I'd be willing to go and see Back to the Future, and then I think they're going to show Part 2 and then Part 3, so they're going to show all of them. I'd be willing to go see Back to the Future. If it was $5, yeah, I'd go do that. I might go see the second one for another $5.
Yeah, I would probably do it for that rate.
But if it was 15, I'm not going to go see, you know, more than one movie.
If we were talking about something like, say, Aliens or something like that, where you could get me in to see the movie, I'd either want a low price or I'd want a really great sound system and a really great experience.
Yeah.
You got to do something for me to get me in the theater to see an older movie.
I want vibrating chairs. That's my vote.
It's fine. That's going to cost a lot of money.
Magic fingers.
You put a quarter right in it, right? Just right there. Just...
I think they do have some fancier theaters that are out there.
Yeah, there's one over in the other side of the state here in Nashua, I think. Chunkies or something.
That's where they got food,
I've never been there.
They got food.
Dale, an old co-host of the show, used to go there. Yeah, they serve you dinner and everything.
I've heard it's nice. I've not been there myself.
Well, maybe this is an opening for, maybe there's a demand for private theaters. Maybe some people will start opening private theaters in their houses.
Well, that's been happening, and that's why people don't go to movie theaters as often, because getting a 50 or 60 inch screen in your home doesn't cost that much anymore. You can go down to Walmart and get a 50 inch screen for $300.
Surround sound and make your walls shake.
Right.
Sure.
So.
I mean, I think I remember seeing a 65 inch television for $500
at Walmart or wherever.
Well, one of those places. I don't know.
So that's what's been driving people away from theaters, is the home experience has been getting better and better and more affordable over time. You don't have to drop $100,000.
And psychedelics are cheaper, too.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, that helps.
I remember declaring movies dead prior to the, what was the movie with the blue people?
Avatar.
And then I went and saw Avatar, and I'm like, wow, this is really great. They really did an excellent job with this 3D thing. And I saw it in the IMAX theater, and I'm like, yeah. I think that they've James Cameron saved movies or for whatever.
And for then, a decade.
And then, you know, the Marvel movies came out and people wanted to see them ahead of time or whatever. But now the COVID came. They stopped Black Widow in its tracks. I was waiting on it for...
Wait, so did it come out or...
It did not.
Okay. So is it complete, but they just haven't released it?
It's complete and they have not released it. It's supposed to come out in November. Mm-hmm. And I'll go see it however it is to go places. Yeah. But I think a lot of people have kind of been stopped from the movie thing. And it's hard to restart as opposed to just keep things going. Right. So this may have killed the movie theater.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this could be our last chance. Yeah. Like, when these theaters reopen again, who knows how long they're going to stay open after this. But if they can create...
See you later, alligator.
Well, and that's the thing. They got to create that habit again. They have to create the habit in people of going to a place to see a presentation at a specific time, which is completely different than the new habits that are being created. The new
stay
way...
Stay at home, be weak.
The new way is to stay at home where, I mean, it's not like you're being strong by going and sitting in a seat in a movie theater, but
they're at least walking.
Well, from the car. anyway, they got to create that new habit with people of the old habit of going out and doing anything, because now they're competing with the convenience of just being able to pull something up online at a moment's notice. You don't have to wait for a specific start time. You don't have to wait till people shut up in the theater. And, you know.
And let's not forget that the movie producing companies, they don't want the movie theater middleman experience either, because they're giving up, 50% of the cost of the ticket or whatever. They can send it to, right out there for you to watch at $20 or $25 or whatever, even early. Yeah. You see it the first week for $30, and then you can sit however many people you want in there, and maybe it's cheaper than taking your family to the movie, but they get every penny.
Almost.
So nobody wants them to get it. Nobody wants movie theaters to make it.
You're saying You're saying the people in the industry, the movie makers, don't care if the theaters make it.
The popcorn people can make it without the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. The chair manufacturers can make it without the movie theaters.
Right.
You know, maybe the
candy will be fine.
What else can movie theaters do to keep going, though? I mean, they need to bring in another source of income other than
what else can they do?
Strippers? Cheesy candy. Wow. Yeah, but I mean,
they got nothing.
You could have community arts. That's one thing you could do. If you had the kind of stage and the facilities for it, maybe they could bring in some local acting.
That's the other thing. There was a news story about what do you do with a closed movie theater? As far as the building itself, there's not a whole lot you can do with that kind of that. Those big rooms with the ramp style.
Right. There's no way in the world you're going to get six, and six is a small theater these days, six people doing a presentation at the same time. I mean, it just can't happen.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, six community productions of My Fair Lady, Oklahoma, No No Nanette, or whatever. I can't remember what the one was, the Sudalist was.
Yeah.
Happened on the way to the forum. Funny thing happened on the way to the forum. And whatever the musicals might be that they put together.
Ultra high ceilings.
Couldn't happen.
There's not a whole lot you can do with a space like that.
Right. With a movie theater, it's possible to make it happen. You got one pimply faced kid, running a projector, six projectors.
Yeah, they run as lean as possible.
Three
they pay
people
minimum
on site,
wage.
Tops.
Yeah, they pay minimum wage. There's maybe a manager, there's a kid, and maybe another one.
I don't think movie theaters have been making money for a long time.
there's a manager, a kid doing something, and the teenage girl the manager's trying to talk to.
Sounds
yeah,
right.
That's about it. That's about the picture I see.
Or at least that's how it was at the movie theater that my friend worked at in high school.
It probably hasn't changed that much. So 24-hour, to go back to what's going on with gyms... Again, large buildings with lots of people in them. Well, now when they say here at Bloomberg, while some gyms start to reopen, it's no guarantee members will come flocking back, and cancellations could be even more devastating. It costs twice as much to recruit a new member as it does to retain an existing one.
Sure.
Roughly 28 out of 100 U.S. gym goers are expected to bail out this year, according to trade group International Health Racket and Sports Club Association. Even before the onslaught of COVID-19, middle-tier operators like 24-hour gyms struggled with customer defections to higher end or budget-friendly fitness options. The gym operator posted a 2% revenue decline in their fourth quarter earnings. privately held 24-hour, which had around 445 clubs, reported a slide in 2019 earnings, partly due to a rocky debut of an automated system for checking in and signing up customers. So they tried to automate stuff and fire people, right? Like, well, we'll just put a computer in charge here, and that'll work out. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Poor Sam's was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynamite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. You use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian.
And Lumpy.
And Mark.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. You want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? Well, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com.
I was just reading that daily dispatch of theirs during the break.
Excellent. What'd you see?
Oh, I don't remember because I just scanned through and go through.
You're telling the truth, though. You actually were reading it. You just don't remember it.
I can pull it right up.
Okay, good. I was just testing you, man. Just making sure you were being honest.
He might be wrong, but he doesn't lie.
Your memory really is that bad.
It is that bad.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, do me a favor. Pull it up.
I bookmarked them.
Do me a favor. Pull it up and give me, what's the top headline of the Daily Dispatch for the 17th? Of June of 2020.
All right. So here it is. This is the one I haven't opened. Federal court case to end water fluoridation is underway, but no media coverage.
Huh.
That's the need to know news. And the thing is that it's a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, it's a dispatch. With
Jordan Peterson is back. Free states, radical decentralization, the war for hearts and minds from Lou Rockwell. Hmm. The U.S. Treasury will pump another $1 trillion into the economy this month. Police bigotry.
Oh, boy.
Bigotry in the drug war.
Candy.
USA plan, militarized control of the population, the national COVID-19 testing action plan.
Check it out. Sign up for yours over at freedomsphoenix.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, we've been talking about the changes that gyms are going to be experiencing. Some of them are going bankrupt. Others are still closed. They haven't reopened yet. Others are reopening, but they're removing gym equipment. So they're pulling equipment out so as people can so-called social distance while they're at the gym. It's tough times, especially for movie theaters as well, which also used to rely on large numbers of people getting together in close proximity. Mike in Gold Bar, Washington, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I think the movie kiosk is going to take over in the inexpensive big screen TVs. Now, I just started going to what's called a Galaxy 12 theater right before the COVID. Like, I went like on Tuesday, maybe for a couple of months. And but by the time I got a popcorn and a soda, I was so disappointed in the experience because my $12 experience went to like closer to 30. I mean, popcorn's like $15.
Jeez.
So I think the movie kiosk is going to be kind of the way to go.
Now, when you say kiosk, are you talking about like the red box where they're renting DVDs?
Yeah,
go
get them at the, and that's what I'm, and I'm just like, I'm an old guy. I'm actually figuring that out right now at my local grocer.
I did the red box movie kiosk thing for some time.
Mm-hmm. Was this after they shut down the Blockbuster?
What happened was the economy went tanked, right? And my wife and I decided we were going to cut everything as far as costs go.
So smart move.
Cutting the cord and all that, and huge savings.
Yep.
And basically,
because you had satellite TV back then, right?
Then we started going to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. We had satellite, I think, at that time, and whatever. And we started going to the grocery store, and I'm like, oh, I'd like to see that movie. And she's like, well, for 99 cents, you can see the movie.
Okay.
Right?
You've been a good mark.
Right, right. So, movie. And then pretty soon we're like, we can get the whatever the subscription was at the local video store at the time. You can pay this, and then I could see as many movies as I want. And the movie the store was open till 11, so I could get off at 10.
This is the store that since has closed.
Oh, yeah, it's out of business now. And then at some point, Amazon Prime came along, and I could pay, I think it's on average $8 a month.
Yeah.
Get my Amazon stuff shipped more quickly and have more video than you can ever possibly watch in your lifetime if you watched every moment of every day.
So since you went on the Amazon thing, you haven't used the Redbox anymore?
No, really haven't. So Amazon sort of killed it off
still there?
For me.
Yeah,
yep,
you're here.
We got you.
Oh, I had a quick question. I'll get off and let some. So I'm going from, weekdays on KBKW to YouTube instead. So I'm listening. That's how I'm doing it tonight, trying it on my Android. It's a little slow, but I watched yesterday. I got a question. Does Conan need some I got some t-shirts if he needs them.
Oh, you're referring to Conan. He was doing Topless Tuesday yesterday on that one. And by the way, if you don't want to watch on YouTube, we do have audio streams.
I'm just kidding. It was kind of funny. you know.
No, no, I'm just, I'm not talking about it because of Kony. I'm saying you said it was slow, so if you're having issues with streaming video, you can just listen to our audio stream, which you can get anytime at freetalklive.com.
Right, right.
So that's,
right.
that's always
okay.
another way.
All right, you guys, thank you and have a good night.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. So Mike was saying he was just getting into the Redbox thing now. So now that he's kind of getting out of theaters, he's getting into the Redbox thing.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, DVDs are already on the way out. They're already bargain bin product, right? Like you,
yeah.
I mean, how many people have bought a DVD brand new in the studio within
the
last 5 years?
The nice thing about a Blu-ray is that you have it.
Yes, you do.
So, sometimes the internet goes out.
That's right.
Sometimes the internet's buffering. Sometimes things are slow. And I might have paid Amazon for the highest level of ultra HD whatever. Mm-hmm.
But you can't get it. The internet,
but I can't get it because it can only travel as quickly as the internet will allow it to travel.
Right.
So if I buy the DVD, I can still play it.
That's true. When was the last time you bought a DVD? Can you remember?
Within the last 3 years.
What was it, a Marvel movie?
I have several of the Marvel movies on DVD. I also have...
Blu-ray or DVD?
The last one I bought is Jupiter Ascending.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I love that movie.
You love that
Is that
movie.
A Marvel one?
No, it's by the Wachowskis. They used to be known as the Wachowski
sisters.
Brothers, but now they're just the Wachowskis. And I love that movie.
They don't call themselves the Wachowski sisters now?
No.
Okay.
And I just think it's the greatest. I think it's so deep and the way it goes into the DNA and stuff like that.
You bought it on DVD, not Blu-ray?
It might be Blu-ray.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You don't even know the difference.
I don't have a TV that's really that great. I have the 740 HD, TV. So it's not that awesome. And I bought it years ago. I'm waiting for the remodel of the house to put in a new TV.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the speakers blew out of my TV, and I just bought a surround sound and plugged it in.
That solves that problem.
The cheapest surround sound I could get, and I keep the volume at zero.
We go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I wanted to tell everybody about the last time I lived through a pandemic, and that was in 1969, the Hong Kong flu pandemic.
Hong Kong flu.
Killed over a million people worldwide. I remember when we shut down all the movie theaters and all the restaurants were closed.
You're being facetious.
People were wearing masks and plastic gloves.
You also lived through the bubonic plague.
Yeah. And you know, we shut down. Everybody was on unemployment. And
he's joking, by the way, for listeners that are taking this seriously. That didn't happen in 1969.
No, in fact, in 1969, I was 17, so now everybody knows how old I am. But I was a senior in high school, and I didn't even know there was a pandemic going on. And it was a million people dead. And we did nothing. We didn't do anything. And here we've got a total of 100,000 dead. I mean, you know, it's really sad.
See, it
for the 100,000 who died. But we're destroying everything for something that a lot of these people would have died anyway.
Hold that thought, Gene. I want you to come back here if you can stick with us. And I want to hear your prediction, because we were talking about it earlier. Mark thinks people are going to be more likely to stand up against the government diktats next time. What do you think the people will do when they're told to lock it down and shut it down the second time? Hang on. More with Gene the Christian Anarchist coming up. Your thoughts are also welcome on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The district attorney in Atlanta has announced murder charges against a former police officer accused of killing a black man at a fast food drive-thru last Friday. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard Jr. said they interviewed witnesses and reviewed multiple videos. They found that Officer Garrett Rolfe shot Rayshard Brooks in the back while he was running away. Howard said, "That's not allowed unless you believe that person is trying to harm you." Rolfe is now charged with 11 counts, including murder.
And the possible sentences for a felony murder conviction would be life without parole or the death penalty.
The other officer involved, Devin Brosnan, is also facing charges. The DA said Brosnan is actually cooperating with them. This is USA Radio News. Senate Republicans' police reform legislation includes better collection of data on police violence and more training of officers. Tim Scott of South Carolina.
I think this package speaks very clearly to the young person who's concerned when he's stopped by the law enforcement officers. We see you.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the proposal does not rise to the moment.
Perhaps the greatest flaw in the Republican proposal is that it is missing real, meaningful accountability for individual officers' misconduct.
President Trump is going ahead with Saturday's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, despite a request from the city's health director, Bruce Dart.
I recommend that it be postponed until it's safer, until the data tells us that it's not as large a concern to have people indoors and in closed spaces with the threat of a COVID-19 transmission.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Liberty.menu. It's a great tool for the liberty community. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then liberty.menu can help you promote the things that you do. Maybe you've got a business that you want other liberty people to know about. Get some new customers through the door, or the digital door, if you're an online business. Maybe you've got digital content that you're the creator of, you want to share your show that you do with other people who care about freedom, or you've got an event that you're putting together. You can do all those things. Put up your items that you are interested in promoting at liberty.menu. It's free to use the site, so really there's no reason not to do this unless you don't want people to know that you care about freedom. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. We're back with Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's on our Discord server with me, Ian, and we got Lumpy and Mark over there as well. Gene, I was asking you, you know, to weigh in on the discussion we were having earlier about what do you think, you know, when or if this second wave comes in, or COVID-20 or COVID-21 or whatever the next one is that the fearmongers want to put out there, and the crackdown comes again or lockdowns come again. Are we going to see people behave the same way the second time, where they just do what they're told, they shut up, they go home, they shut down, and we enter into an even deeper recession? Or are we going to see more resistance from people like Carl Mankey, the barber, the 76 70-year-old barber in northern Michigan, or the salon-owning woman down in Dallas, Texas? Are we going to see more of that, or are we going to see even more obedience? What do you think?
Well, let's hope that we see more of it. I think that most people that I talk to anyway are very fed up with all of this.
Okay.
And, you know, if all these police departments shut down, well, then nobody's going to be around to bust you if you keep your business open anyway.
That's a good
point. That's probably a good thing. But
good
here's
point. So the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone will, you know, not have police cracking down because the police aren't there. But the rest of us still have the cops. But, you know, I appreciate your optimism.
Well, and I do want to tell what our experience has been now with our clinic is we've been open the entire time, of course. Now, it was very slow for at least two months. We barely had enough people coming through the door to keep the doors open.
Wow.
But we have only had, I don't have the exact numbers, but somewhere around 25 patients that tested positive with COVID. And all of them have gotten better. Mm-hmm. One went to the hospital for a couple of days.
Did they have to go on a ventilator?
I don't believe they were on the ventilator.
Okay.
But and then the hospital here, one of the hospitals, now in the Memphis area, we've only got two hospital chains, and I'm not going to mention which one, but they tested 6,000 of their employees.
Memphis hospital chains.
Yeah, there's only two, so you're gonna you narrow it down right there. It'll be you got a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
But anyway, this particular chain tested 6,000 employees for COVID-19.
Hmm.
They got one per thousand, so six of them tested positive. They finally just stopped the testing of their employees. They said that economically it doesn't make sense. So they stopped testing
their
employees.
So what you're saying is even people working in a hospital were relatively unaffected by this.
Yes, and the hospitals here are empty. Now, I can't speak for hospitals all over the country, but from what I hear, we're not alone in this regard. Many hospitals are just dying. They can't even pay their payroll, and they're having to lay off nurses and tell doctors not to come in because they just don't have patients. So what are we doing all this for? This is what I want people to ask themselves. Why are we putting ourselves through all this? You know, the numbers don't add up. They don't make sense.
Well, because government said so, and they're there for our best interests and to help us. Yeah. Better people.
And as full of wisdom as you are, Gene, and I've heard you over the years, and you've got a lot of wisdom, and I appreciate that. There's sometimes no way to just talk to people and just get them to see reason.
That's why I love this show, because it's an open mic to let people know what you feel like, and then I'll. Listener now for 15 years or something like that.
One of our longest-running amplifiers. Thank you for that.
I just listened to my first phone call to you guys.
Wow.
You know, because I've been downloading all these all over the years, so I pulled that
got
one up and I listened to it.
You can do that at archives.freetalklive.com. You call in and you can hear your call too.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Okay. You were Manwich, by the way, back then.
That is a long time ago. I can't remember when I stopped being Manwich, but
it was a long time ago.
06 or something like that.
Yeah,
it wasn't long into it.
It was the reason was because Ted, who runs our syndicate, was concerned that ConAgra Foods would sue us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm like, "Okay."
Hey Gene, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's all for tonight, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk a little bit more about the difficulties in the recession. CNN Business reporting on as many as 25,000 retail stores in the United States are expected to permanently close. Not just some bankruptcy protection where they can come back, but to permanently close this year as consumer demand for discretionary items stalls and more people shift to online shopping, according to a firm tracking the industry. So far in 2020, more than 4,000 stores have said they will permanently close. According to a report released Tuesday by CoreSite Research, a retail research and advisory firm, they anticipate closures will snowball and set a new annual record this year, breaking last year's record of 9,300.
The only reason to stay open right now is so that you can get as much money out of the government before you go out of business as possible.
Retailers have been slammed by the coronavirus pandemic and recession. I remember, the media always blames coronavirus, but it's the government that you should be blaming because they're the ones who shut these businesses down. Pier 1 Imports, JCPenney, Tuesday Morning, which I've never heard of, which have all filed for bankruptcy, have announced intentions to close hundreds of stores. GNC and Victoria's Secret are closing hundreds more. Quote, apparel...
Don't women need underwear anymore?
I guess you can order them online.
Yeah, I guess
you can. My favorite store.
Apparel, retail, and department stores look set to feature prominently in total store closures, the researchers said. A range of forces that were present before the pandemic are driving up the closures, including unsustainable debt levels and the continued shift to online shopping. Then came the economic shock from the recession. Consumer confidence and demand will stall in the coming months, sparking additional closings, CoreSite predicts. The firm said there will be a, quote, major uptick, unquote, in store closings because consumer demand for discretionary items will be, quote, below normal. So if you've got a situation where people are out of work, now, yeah, some of them are getting welfare and they're getting quite a bit, but some people are out of work and they, you know, businesses, maybe they're free to reopen, but if the customers aren't coming back out because they're in savings mode, well, then a lot of those businesses aren't going to hire back all the employees that they had before, leaving more people out of work.
Or people just developed new patterns, and they want to get the things they want to get online, where they can go to shop.freetalklive.com and do just that. Or go to saveatpurse.com save money by using cryptocurrency.
Big time. But people are, the new patterns, that's a real thing, and the people that are saving their money aren't going to be as likely to buy what they're calling discretionary items, so, you know, maybe they don't need that new coffee maker, maybe they can get by with the things that they currently have, and they don't need the brand new television screen that we were talking about earlier, so there's going to be some products that would have been purchased this year had things been normal, but because they're not, people are crossing those off their list. They're going into that tightening down mode that you talked about earlier that you and your wife did back when the recession hit in 2008. There's probably a lot of people who are following that.
We've never gotten another TV plan. I mean, there's just things we got rid of. We never got back.
You didn't come back to. Retailers that were struggling to stay in business pre-crisis are unlikely to have the wherewithal to stay the course on the road to recovery, said the researchers. More than half of the store closures are expected to come in malls. Indoor shopping malls have been struggling in recent years amid declining foot traffic and fierce competition.
Right, and many of these cases are things that were going to happen anyway.
And they've been in...
And just like the people that were dying in the nursing home, COVID is killing off the businesses that were dying anyway.
It hurried the process up.
I think it's killing off a lot. Because I look at people, I think, I mean, there are people outside and getting physical. But I think people, you know, the closing of the gyms, I'm not a big gym person. Mm-hmm. I like to get my exercise when I work, when I go outside.
Well, you can't get
everybody shut down. And just they're getting weaker. They're getting weaker. Their booties are expanding. Their muscles are contracting.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's for sure. People are still well-fed. It's free money.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number where you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Lumpy.
And Mark.
Talking about the future of retail. And, at least according to short-term projections, it isn't looking so bright for a lot of store owners and employees out there, especially if you're in a mall. You know, you're going to have it. You've already been having a tough time. Now it's even worse. You're lucky if you're going to be able to reopen and have any customers come back in. According to industry analyst group CoreSight Research, so we continue here. We'll take more of your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live. But coming up in less than a week, we are just several days away from the beginning of ForkFest, which is now a 2-week-long event. We had been promoting it as a 1-week-long event from June 29th until July 5th. But now some are starting their ForkFest celebrations on June 22nd, and we're going to be there to join them. Free Talk Live going to be kicking off broadcast. Mark, have you figured out when you're going up there?
I was intending to go up on, like, the weekends and sort of, you know, show up on Friday evening, leave on Sunday afternoon kind of thing.
Okay, that's nice that you finally let me know about that. Now I know what to expect out of you. So Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting starting on Monday, and we will be there every single day through the entirety of the event. And then there's another event happening, too, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That'll be in the first week. So
will you be taking calls?
It's impossible to take calls from the campground. We unfortunately will not be live. Those will be 2 weeks in which the only way you'll be able to get on the show is to be there. So if you want to join us on a third microphone or something like that and sit in for a segment and talk about something, that's cool. We can do that. But there's the technological restrictions on the campground basically make it so we have to do it that way. But it'll still be good, and we'll still have a good time.
Always good.
And we'll have fun, and you'll have a good time if you're at ForkFest, I suspect, because, well, first of all, what else are you going to do? I mean, how many other festivals are going on this summer? Because I know they canceled Burning Man, and I know they've canceled a lot of concerts. Captain Kickass was telling me that a bunch of shows have been just
all the whale watching in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
It's outdoors. What's the point of that?
Whale watching or concerts?
Well, if the concert's outdoors, the contention I would have is that an outdoor event shouldn't be a place that it's going to be that bad.
Well, they are restricting outdoor events, and I don't know if it's the government who's doing it or if it's the event promoters, this horizontal pressure that we were talking about, societal pressure from people who are the mask-wearer types, the people who are, I don't want to go to a concert, I'm scared. Well, okay, it's okay, we're going to have a drive-in.
I really can't stand you mask-wearing people. If you're listening right now, I'm going to tell you right now, you drive me nuts.
Well, now, but unfortunately, the business owners think that they're a significant portion of the population, and maybe they are. We don't know what portion of the population is a mask wearer.
The stupid
versus
part.
Not. Well, they could be gullible. You know, may not be stupid. It may just be that they're afraid.
I love walking around stores in masks. I mean, the idea of walking into a bank. Here in New Hampshire, where you're allowed to conceal carry into a bank, you can walk into a bank with a mask and a gun.
I've walked into a mask.
It's
walked
amazing.
Into the Bank of America with a gun here numerous times years ago.
Yep, and now you can do it with a gun, mask and a gun. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The world is upside down.
It is. It really is. So, anyway, join us at ForkFest. I hope there are not a lot of masked people at ForkFest, because I suspect they will be staying home.
Yeah, because you're going to have to tell me to shut up.
ForkFest.party is where you can go. We got people hanging out in the ForkFest chat room. There is a ForkFest forum as well. One of the guys from the chat room just recently launched a ForkFest calendar. So if you wanted to, say, have an event that you're going to be doing at ForkFest and you want other people to know about it, you can ask the gentleman, Brian Becker. He's in the ForkFest chat, and he will put the thing that you have on his calendar.
Is it a Google calendar?
No, it's some sort of privately hosted thing, I think.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Not relying on Google for that. So, and he's going to be posting about that tonight on the ForkFest forum. So go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there. And it's going to be basically the next 2 weeks starting on Monday. We'll culminate on the weekend of the 4th of July. So it'll be fun to have a Independence Day celebration so we can celebrate the independence that somebody had at some time that we don't have anymore.
And if you're coming from outside of, you know, New Hampshire, New England, wherever you're coming from for this thing, just come. Just come. You know, the people are, this is a good event. If you're worried about the price of your tent site or your motel room or something, there are people there who
they'll share it with
you. Share it with you. They'll share the cost with you. It's, you know, it's, these are good people.
I think it's like $29 a night for a tent site.
Yeah, a lot of guys.
You know, split that in half. You're talking about $15.
Yeah, you're coming for a couple of weeks. I don't know. 29. Yeah, but that's probably without. I think $29 is probably without power and water.
No, they all have power, I think. And they all have water. I don't think they all have power.
There are some along the side. The cheapest of them don't have power.
They don't have. But do they have water?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I mean, does it really matter if you're...
If you split it with three or four people,
if you're out there
in
a tent and you brought your own bucket, does it really matter where you get your water from at that point?
You can go walk down to the bathhouse and get water there. So, check it out, ForkFest.party. Let's go to the phones and to your calls. David in New Mexico on Free Talk Live. You're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got Armageddon, New Mexico. If you Google Albuquerque, the news that comes up right away is this shooting. At the left was trying to rip down the statue of a genocidal figure from the Spaniards, Oñate, who came and chopped the feet off of Indians and stuff like that. So they're trying to pull that down. And then the cowboys from eastern New Mexico with their militia come in to defend the statue, and they get into a fight. Got the left bashing the cowboys over the head with skateboards and pulling knives on them. And then the cowboy.
It doesn't seem like a good idea to do with a cowboy.
Yeah, well, no, probably not. The guy's in the hospital. He got three slugs pumped through his chest.
Whoa.
But he's still alive. Yeah. So,
damn.
But anyway, and that's not even the news.
So who got shot? Was it the lefty who got shot by the cowboy?
Yeah, the lefty brought a knife to a gunfight, and the lefty's in the hospital.
But he's going to be able to just think of all the young lefty ladies that are going to think he's the bravest guy around, though.
Yeah, exactly. All the young lefty ladies that ain't going to give him anything.
He has successfully signaled. No. Well, they may give him something like chlamydia.
Yeah, I doubt it. He won't even get that lucky.
Chick dig scars. So he was. That's what he was doing with his skateboard, trying to pick up some scars so he could pick up some chicks, and he used a skateboard to hit the cowboy over the head, and the cowboy pulled a gun and gave him six really cool scars. You know, one on the way in and one on the way out.
Have they arrested the cowboy, or is he self defense? Yeah. He's good to go.
No, they arrested him. He's in jail. He's being charged. But that's not even the news. The news is that, you know, just like Bush was sitting there pretending he was reading the story to little kids in the school, pretending he didn't know that this attack on the World Trade Centers were coming, Mayor Keller had his police force standing down away from this area and they had intelligence. They knew the lefties were coming in to rip the statue down, and they knew the armed militia was coming in to defend the statue, and the mayor had a stand-down order for the cops to not interfere until after the gunshots came in, and then the cops came in. And so
they are a cleanup group.
So they weren't protecting and serving when they knew they had the opportunity to, is what you're saying.
No. I think what the mayor was doing is I think the mayor wanted it to go down so he could then use that to do whatever other emergency orders he wants to do, just like
Bush
did.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So I wonder... Yeah, well, I don't know how this went down. I certainly didn't watch any video or anything like that. But if the guy defending the statue was simply doing like the sort of the basketball thing where you get in front of the other guy to prevent him from doing something, and then the guy wants to whack him over the head with a skateboard and pull out a knife or whatever the case, you whack somebody over the head with a skateboard. As far as I'm concerned, that's aggravated battery.
Yeah.
And it's fine to show your gun at that point and say, "Hey, aggravating battering me is a bad idea." And at which point the guy's like, "Ha! I have a knife," at which point it's fine to pull out a gun and defend yourself.
That's what you'd think, but apparently they arrested him.
Well, they arrest all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you have a right to defend yourself in New Mexico in a fight?
Depends on whether you're on the left or on the right or who you know. Who's your uncle? Who's your cousin?
Depends on the politics of the situation. Okay, yeah.
It's New Mexico, so you got to have cousins, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that tonight, David, in New Mexico. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And we will continue. We've got plenty more Free Talk Live coming up here in this week as the countdown to ForkFest has begun the final week before it. Go check out ForkFest.party.
What day are you going?
I already told you, Monday.
Monday. All right.
We're going for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you're leaving in the morning and you'll have a show up for Monday
evening?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan. So, see you then. And online, in the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.